From your home for free-range, grass-fed sports and weather, semi-live from a studio.
This
is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. I see you're nicely distracted already.
Because it's...
We're fantasy football season, right?
Yeah. And we're drafting right now.
We are. We started our fantasy football draft. We didn't get a chance to last week because we rambled. So we fired this thing off a couple minutes before. It's on a Wednesday afternoon. We got our first pick out of the way. We got Jahmyr Gibbs from Detroit. So
Which is funny because you being who you are for a fan and I, it's like picking a Detroit guy.
I'd rather win. Yeah. I was just going to say exactly that. I will root against Packers during fantasy football season, but unless they're on my team. And then I become way too attached to the Green Bay Packers, guys. It's kind of that thing we talk about fantasy football every year right about this time where it has skewed my relationship with my favorite teams.
Yes.
It really has skewed my relationship with my favorite players, how I watch football on Sundays.
We talked about it last week a little bit.
Yeah.
You're more vested
in
the NFL. I mean, watching other teams. I mean, yeah, because – typically, I mean,
fantasy football will force you if you want to win fantasy football.
Right.
It will force you to know things about other teams that you didn't think you needed to know about. You could just hear it in the back. That's our signal to draft somebody. Right.
We are.
Yeah. Who do you got?
Well, do you want? I mean, Jonathan Taylor is still available. If you want another running back, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry. Otherwise, Brian Thomas Jr. No, I don't want to touch. Drake London.
I want to go with that. Let's get Jonathan Taylor off the board. Let's cover our running back bases in our fantasy football. I know fantasy football it's all about the running back. You got to get a consistent.
Right. There we are.
Oh man. Now it feels like a sports season. All of a sudden, this is going to be a very cobbled together show because we are basically just going to be talking fantasy. The draft doesn't take an hour and change. We got about 30 minutes. So we'll have the first few picks.
Yeah.
And I'll be excited next week to talk about the rest of them.
I mean, you know, we really haven't done a fantasy football show, like dedicated.
No, we have not.
You and I both do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so your philosophy is probably a little different than mine.
Sure
where I
is.
Do stuff. And other than last year, my personal one, I think we did pretty good on ours.
We won.
Yeah,
that's
right.
We won last year. Yeah.
I mean, other than last year, because I didn't pay attention last year.
Sure.
I was busy. But in every year past, I've come in either second or first. And these are big. Usually, mine will not. The personal ones are big, like 10 to 12 teams. One of them I was in for 3 years. It was a dynasty league.
We'll talk next week because I usually knock off Brewers, Packers, other, and in that order, literally Brewers, Packers, and then other. Tomorrow or next week, let's just do fantasy football, and let's just try for
everybody that's listening.
I am interested in the There's a reason why I get excited about it.
This is the time of year where I actually start contributing to the show.
This is it. This is why, funny enough, this is many, many years ago when we started talking about doing a show. This was the basis of it.
Yes, it was.
Oh, fantasy football. Oh, you're in a league? Hey, I'm in a league too. Hey, we just talked for 20 minutes accidentally about sports. We know we could do this for real.
And maybe we've been talking 30 minutes every time. And we could probably, now that the NFL season is here,
mm-hmm.
We could talk more.
We could do an hour. I know for a fact we could.
You know what we could do? We could do a 1 hour show and record
just
play part two.
Maybe
next week.
Man, we really get a lot done when we're not planning to. Yeah.
We're not working outside life.
Right. Get real serious about our fantasy football on the amateur radio. I dig it. I like where we're going, man.
Good.
So are we just gonna pretend we're not doing a show. We're just going to keep drafting. We're getting close, right? It's a snake draft for anyone interested.
Yeah.
It means we drafted 7th, and then we come back around and we draft right around 13th to right?
14.
14?
Well, I literally signed up for this team
about 10 minutes ago.
Not even.
Yeah.
And they just said, because we went just a general public league.
Yeah.
I just said, yeah, I'll join a league.
I'd like
and
to draft now.
Here you go. Your draft starts now.
Fun.
So I don't even know how many teams. I could look.
Yep, fantasy. Yeah, we will, because I don't want to try to explain what we're doing right now while we... next week, we're going to talk a lot about fantasy football. I'm going to leave that in my notes for next week.
On an interesting note, usually when you join these leagues, they're automatic. You can tell when they're automatic because
mm-hmm.
they're just people...
Sure.
just about every team is actually involved.
I like that because when you're playing in these
last year on our team here, it was like three quarters of them were like,
it was a 10-man league, and I'm fairly certain about four of them were not participants.
Yeah.
And it makes it kind of not as fun from a competitive balance standpoint. I like to see some trades. I like to see some roster movement. I like to wonder if I'm going to win. I like to make it worth my while to do the research.
10-team.
10-team. Okay. Yeah. So at least it'll be a little more engaged, hopefully, this time around.
You're engaged.
Did anything help in actual sports then for you?
Preseason, my
game two.
Vikings played Patriots.
Patriots.
They lost.
Okay.
But once again.
Did it look like a decent?
I can't remember. We talked about all the streaming services you need in order to watch.
You're still refusing. I hear you. No, it's not even refusing. You know, it's just expensive, man. Yeah, I don't want to have to choose between food and football.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
So I choose food. Yeah. I choose food every time. Yeah. I need to eat. I need to pay my bills. So, that is the international sign for hold what you're doing.
Yeah,
we need a wide receiver or a quarterback. Has the quarterback run started?
No, but
so the best ones are still up there.
Allen.
You want to take Josh Allen?
Or Jaden Daniels, but I don't know if I wanted him on the second year.
I would like Josh Allen.
You want to hear that?
I do.
Otherwise, we got Drake London, T. Higgins, Ladd McConkey, or Davante Adams.
I like McConkey for the Chargers, but I like to get my quarterback out of the way first. I want Josh Allen over everybody on that list.
Done.
Yep.
That's the first time I've ever drafted Josh Allen.
Yeah, me too, actually. I've always wanted to because he puts up some really nice rushing touchdowns
even
and some nice numbers.
Even if he's not MVP, he's going to be always in the running.
Yes. Yep. He's a guy that can get you about 40 touchdowns a year. Now we got to go on a wide receiver run unless there's a tight end up there that we need.
No,
I'm sure they got taken. Brock Bowers gone.
Yeah, like I said, Drake London, T. Higgins, Ladd McConkey, Davante Adams.
I would like to avoid... You know what?
He had more projected points.
Yeah,
Ladd McConkey.
I like McConkey.
I like Drake London with Penix.
See, I like the opposite of that. I don't think Michael Penix. I don't trust a left-handed quarterback. I know I'm
Drake
silly
London,
for saying it.
I had London last year with all that went on.
Yeah,
and he won me games.
Okay,
I like
McConkey because I like Justin Herbert more than I like Michael Penix. But
the other receivers so far are Jackson Smith and Jigma.
Who's actually going to get a pretty good roll up in Seattle, I think, this year.
Terry McLaurin, who has no idea if he's going to play or not.
I mean, he's going to play.
Garrett Wilson?
I would take Garrett Wilson. I would. I think he's going to be in line. I think he's going to be in line to put up some really good numbers for a really bad team. I think he's got the ability to catch 120 balls this year.
Evans.
Or Mike Evans. See, Mike Evans, too. Mike Evans is a guy who has won me fantasy football leagues multiple times because you can draft him later than you think.
DJ Moore.
I'd like to avoid all Chicago Bears. As much as I say I root and don't root, I don't want any Chicago Bears near my team. Fair.
Yep. We'll wait.
So Vikes preseason, no injuries. Mostly it was nothing bad happened.
Here we go. We're already on.
This is quick. Who are we at?
T. Higgins. You put up ridiculous numbers last year. He's got a new contract. Davante, Smith and Jigma, McLaurin, Garrett Wilson, another top five.
I'm a Garrett Wilson guy. I'd like that to work.
Justin Fields, I mean, they're in a better.
It's an upgrade over last year's quarterback, whatever his name was.
He's going to be his guy.
Yeah. They played college ball together.
That's true.
I like it.
All right, we did it.
We did a flyer. Now we're rooting. Now we're playing. Ugh. Yeah, I know. Ohio State quarterback. Good thing this isn't for money.
So, JJ played a couple series. Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
He looks smart. All the repugnants, other than one or two that are really, I respect. We said this last week, too.
Sure.
Are like, he's going to. It's an unknown. You know, we're going to have a top five defense. I guarantee it. All right receivers, aside from Addison taking a little.
I mean, for me, your wide receivers have become the biggest question mark on that roster, right?
Because I won't say the question mark. They just backup. Yeah, we got several, backups. T.J. Hockenson's there. Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason. Those are receiving targets. I mean, targets, our offense, yeah. You know, everybody's a question mark. I mean, we've got a brand new O-line.
Sure.
I mean, the only question really, the unknown for a lot of people is J.J.
I mean, the amount of failed quarterbacks, I was thinking about this. They used to say it was like a big risk, but the list of failed first-round quarterbacks is pretty low. You know, like when you think about nowadays, they've practiced in high school and college to be at a professional level. They're identified early.
Right, and usually those first-rounders are playing an NFL scheme.
Correct. You know, there's NFL coaches on these college systems.
Some of these college systems, Wildcat, and running, whatever. So,
and it was considered a discredit to you as a coach if you were a college coach instead of a pro coach. Guys nowadays are realizing there's some stability in college that there just isn't in the NFL.
Right.
So, like Anthony Richardson is an outlier. He's a bad quarterback who got benched yesterday. He's not going to be for another failed first-round quarterback.
What's great about that, on a side note, Daniel Jones, because Minnesota picked him up last year.
Oh, sure, yeah.
If he starts that first game, we get a potential
fourth-round pick for Daniel Jones. Yeah, hey, thanks, Daniel. Accidentally signing. And didn't you get one for Sam Darnold then, too, because he signed as a free agent?
Yes.
That's how – yeah, so that is the draft and develop system. Most of these quarterbacks, even a guy like – Bryce Young, who was the number one overall pick and had a really awful freshman rookie year, didn't have a great second year. Towards the end of his third year
clicked.
He's looked like a real quarterback because he's got a real coach around him. Now going into his third year, he's starting to look like a real quarterback.
Right.
It's not as frequent anymore. Even Justin Fields, who was a guy who looked like a bust. Well, he was a bust because he played for the wrong franchise. Yes. He played for a team that could not develop a quarterback and still hasn't.
Here's a Trey Lance.
That's the exception to that rule. That almost feels like one of those spots where that's bad GMing more than it was a bad player. Because I watched Trey Lance in preseason.
Who did he originally get drafted?
49ers. 49ers drafted him.
That's right, because they traded up.
The number three pick, he was...
But then, in their defense, they didn't want to develop him.
Correct.
Because he had Brock Purdy right there going, ooh, look at that.
They had Jimmy Garoppolo. They got real lucky, but it's rare most of the time that a guy, and looking at Trey Lance now as a 25-year-old, like he's for the Chargers. He's the backup for the Chargers.
Oh, that's right.
And he's actually looked like Malik Willis looks for the Packers, like a legitimate, he looks like a quarterback
Did you watch the Seattle game with Darnold at all?
I watched the Seattle highlights of Jaden Milroe.
Oh.
Their third-round rookie looked fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
Which is a nice replacement.
Our time. You got James Conner, Marvin Harrison Jr. No. DK Metcalf? Aaron?
Can we go with DK Metcalf? If we don't, I'd like to have put a Marvin Harrison Jr. on there because I think he's going to have a real year.
It's up to you. They're ranked exactly the same.
Can we go Marvin Harrison Jr.? As an Arizona Cardinals fan, I'd like to see one guy I know.
Done.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back around.
Nice.
Where were we? Rookie. I mean, I think JJ's... I'm going to state that JJ's going to do really good. Is he going to be phenomenal and win our team 14 wins? It's a possibility. Defense wins championships.
Sam Darnold did it.
Yeah, right. That's the thinking. So I'm really optimistic. I think he's going to do really well. That's it for Viking. How was your Packers? They won, didn't they?
Yeah.
Against Indiana.
They beat the Colts.
Yeah.
I got to see some life, right? Like at least there was something going on there.
Did Love play?
Jordan Love did not play.
Yeah, because he's got his broken thumb.
He broke his other thumb.
Yeah.
So he's got one thumb left. He's gonna try to keep that thing healthy.
You have two.
Yep. Yeah, thank God. And non-throwing hand. No, it was the Taylor Engelsmer. I'm never going to get his right name right. Hopefully I won't. He'll be a practice squad guy. But Taylor Engelsmer, 7 for 11 for 100 yards. Malik Willis has cemented himself the backup. There's nobody on this roster that's going to take his place.
I almost forgot about him.
I mean, it's nice to forget about the backup quarterback once in a while. That means...
Who's backup at Tennessee then if it's Ward? Levis is out for the year.
It is not Willard. I don't know. That's great research.
I don't know.
I'm not sure either. No, you're right.
I could bring it up, but we're on a roll.
That feels like a team that needs to You need a veteran back there. You can't just, it's not a video game. You can't just line up.
Is that Cleveland's excuse?
Cleveland's got five quarterbacks on the roster. Six quarterbacks. You're right. Hundley. And Joe Flacco is the starter. Joe Flacco is.
Oh, I didn't
is,
see that coming.
Joe Flacco is older than me. He and I graduated high school together, and Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
And he's going to laugh his way all the way to the bank for six games, and then they're going to throw in one of those guys.
I was
going to
say, there's no – if we're going to take the over-under on amount of games that 41-year-old Joe Flacco plays behind a offense that absolutely crumbled last year.
You want more wide receivers? Do you want –
who else is up on that board?
In order – I'm going to skip Rice from KC. Breece Hall.
Let's skip Breece Hall. He's a real running back, right?
That's two Jets.
That is a rule. I actually said that last year, too. Is you can't have that many Jets
Cortland
on your team.
Sutton.
Out of Denver. He's their number one on a team that
really
throws
well.
The ball.
He had good numbers last
year. That's a good sneak. Sneak
or
that
Zay
one
Flowers.
In. No. No, I don't trust Ravens. I don't trust Ravens wide receivers. Never have.
Okay.
Their quarterback is too good that I don't trust – Unless Mark Andrews, I don't
Sutton
trust.
Sutton or Breece Hall?
Sutton.
Done.
Good.
There you go.
Even though I like Breece, I think Breece Hall's going to have himself a bounce back year, except that Braylon Allen is his backup, and I like Braylon Allen. So I don't want – Braylon Allen might be my end of the draft guy that we sneak onto our roster.
Oh, Travis Hunter's coming up in the rankings.
Really? Do you want him? I'll take him.
Maybe.
I'll take him.
Well, because he plays both off – if he has an interception.
For a touchdown.
And then has a touchdown as a receiver.
Does he get a – we'll have to look at the rules because I don't know if you get individual points for
defense.
Right. He'd have to get a touchdown return for a interception return for a touchdown or a punt return. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at towards the end of the draft, especially because in these fantasy drafts, at a certain point, we're not competing for any money. I don't know anybody I'm playing against. So I'd like to at least have some guys on that roster that are fun to see. You know, like I'd like to be able to see what Travis Hunter does for the year. It's interesting.
If it's around to us, TJ Hockenson.
Yeah, get your tight end. That's a real one. That guy's
healthy,
worth
too.
Yeah, for the first time in a few years. Yeah, he looks like could be a number one tight end. And in a league that does not have a lot of them.
Yeah.
Get your Viking. That'll feel good for you. So anything else happen in let's see, Packers.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lloyd, their backup running back is hurt again.
15 days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. College football is this Sunday. Week zero in college football is this week, which means next week is fantasy football and Badger football, two things that just keep moving farther and farther down on the list. But, yeah, as far as the Packers went, a lot of drops. Once again, it was watching guys like Miko Hardeman make himself a name because other guys were not looking good.
Did your Golden Boy? See what I said there? Golden Boy play?
Golden. No, he did not make any catches.
Did he play?
No. He was out.
Okay.
On defense,
Golden Boy.
That's gonna be all the year. That works. Wait till he scores that first touchdown against the Vikings. I'm gonna enjoy the Golden.
Mm.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Don't.
Remember that one year that they played Minnesota and a certain quarterback went down because he got hit.
Oh, barely. Just barely. Barely. Yeah.
Because they go, oh, we have hope again.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry.
No, so Packers, you know, there's nothing. You're getting to see
backups.
You're getting to see depth. You're getting to see what happens when the starters get hurt. And I don't know.
Just as important.
It is very important
as your starters. I mean,
they're the games you don't lose. That's the thing. These guys that are, you know, backups, third guys, they might not win you any games, but they might not lose you a possession. There might be a spot where you're needing your third defensive tackle for a while.
Especially the trenches.
Yep.
The O-line, D-line. Yeah, absolutely. Ask Minnesota that.
I mean, that's why you invested a ton of money in picks this year
and
to improve that.
This might be the first time that we might have an O-line that's actually ranked in the top five, possibly.
I mean, it's been a while. For me, like I guess as a know-about-the-Vikings fan for so many years.
Just to cook a defense in the seventh round.
Who was it, Denver?
Pittsburgh's defense.
Interesting. No, I would take – I'm one of those in fantasy football. I'll take a defense and I'll stream them every week.
Yeah.
Because in a 10-man, I will look for – yeah, maybe there's a defense that's dominant like Denver might be. But most of the time, what you're going to do is you're going to see whoever's playing Cleveland is who I want.
I had TJ and Q and somebody took them for us.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
I'll take somebody else. I guess some other Viking. Just kidding. Do not get me Jordan Addison.
T. Hunter's right there.
You want him?
Jameson Williams? That's two Detroit players. Aaron Jones, running back? Backup?
I feel like it's either Aaron Jones or Travis Hunter, but, I mean, Aaron Jones doesn't have any competition for snaps in his backfield, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Like, real world?
Jordan Mason has been.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's avoid Aaron Jones then.
Pollard, no. Harvey.
Oh, for Denver?
Yeah.
Let's get our Denver guy then, yeah.
Got it.
Good.
We got two Denver guys.
I like a good. Well, their offense is going to be really not even sneaky good this year. Their offense is just going to flat out be real good. Okay. So Packers concerns I have is
the usual.
Their overwhelming amount of first round picks on defense leads me to believe that none of them are very good, and they have not done anything because they're not playing these. These first-round picks are also all starters.
Sure.
So you're not seeing a lot of Lucas Van Ness. You're not seeing Devontae Wyatt. You're not seeing Quay Walker. You're not seeing a lot of those guys.
Kraft.
You're not seeing Tucker Kraft. You're not seeing Tucker Kraft. You're seeing bits of Jordan Morgan, but it's mostly due to injuries that you're not really seeing where he's going to be. No, it's the same as usual. I'm hoping that I've underrated them and that one of these guys, two or three of these guys, takes the leap from first-round pick.
How many times do you say that every year?
Oh, well, as long as you have 8 first-round picks on your defense, I can continue to say they've got upside and potential. No issues. They got away, I think, fairly healthy enough.
For now.
And now you're on to week 3, which ends up being, I'm guessing for those,
who are they playing?
87 to Seahawks.
Oh.
I'm guessing for your, say, 87th to 95th man on the roster, this game means a ton. Because most other spots on these rosters are figured out by week 3.
Yeah, I mean, the good teams,
yep,
they've got to figure it out. I mean, it's the backups.
Your
once
depth
again.
Chart, your yep. depth chart is should be pretty well locked in at this point. Unless should you're be. A team like, the Saints trying to figure out a quarterback battle where you're stuck between somebody and some other guy. An older version of the other guy.
They're tanking.
Feels it, yeah.
Oh, hey, we're
but
up.
You got to start somebody at quarterback.
Let's take a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey, no. Do you want Kelsey?
I.
Joku, Cleveland, Andrews.
It's either Andrews or Joku, but I don't want to trust. I mean, trusting a Cleveland anything.
Tyler Warren, Indy.
Take the rookie. You want to take a rookie tight end?
No, not really.
Okay, good choice.
You want Tucker Kraft?
Yes. Yeah, Tucker Kraft for the win. Finally, I get one. I got one. Yeah, that's all you need.
Okay.
All right, nice. Packers, basically it's just keep pointing towards that that opener against Detroit is a big game. Obviously, it's a division game.
Sure.
It's in prime time.
Yep.
It's against the team that beat you twice last year. Did the Lions beat the Packers?
Yes.
Yeah. This is a big
How
one.
Are you questioning
this
that?
This is a big one if you're the Packers. Like you start out the year with the Lions and the Commanders, two teams that were by all metrics better than you last year.
Yep.
So if you want to claim this is your year to get better, to make the leap,
it's not going
to
happen.
This is your leap though. This is your leap spot. This is early in the year. If you're 1-1,
you have hope.
No, you got some hope. I was just going to say you got some. Hope. 0-2 makes you sort of feel bad. It makes you kind of feel like, oh, good, we're a 10-win team again. And I don't think, like I said, I still am convinced, and like I fight myself all the time that the Bears are, I think, oh, the Bears have to get better, right? They got a great coach. Quarterback looks like has the pedigree to do it.
Sure.
They've spent the money.
Yep.
But I forget they're the Bears. So they probably won't win 10 games. They probably won't leap the Packers to be the second or third best team in the division. But I guess that's why they play the game. You got no concerns about the Vikings, obviously. They're nope. still 11 wins to 17 wins this year, and that'll make you happy.
If we go undefeated, wouldn't that be something?
Yes, of course then, it would be something. Yes.
Then we lose this first round.
That's the Viking spirit.
At 17, we'd probably have the first round bye.
You didn't get a bye. You could lose in the second round. No problem. You could. Well, it was last
Detroit.
Year.
Detroit.
And the Green Bay. And Minnesota last year. Remember, I said that at the end of the year. Like, I got a feeling that none of these teams are making it out of the opening round of the playoffs. And sure as heck, by the end of it, that was exactly how that went down. I don't think any of these teams got any that much better to be able to make that leap.
We all know.
I guess unless J.J., like I said, if J.J. McCarthy is as good as Kirk Cousins, they are a playoff team plus.
Better than Darnold.
I think Kirk Cousins was better than Darnold, right? Like, in your, if we compared the numbers, Kirk Cousins was
athletics-wise.
Well, I mean, I'm more athletic than Kirk Cousins. I watched you sprint the other day. You're faster than Kirk Cousins. You're very nimble, surprisingly.
That's a lie.
It is a lie. That's a hard lie. Yeah, no. Anybody who's looking in the window can see that we are not running anywhere. We're not doing that.
Running late.
Do we actually ever, are we doing sport things anymore?
3.5 minutes.
Nice.
You want to talk about your Brewers?
The Brewers have the best record in baseball. Yeah. How dare you? Yes.
Oh, how dare I?
The Brewers are the best team in major league professional sports.
I thought I
was
just picking up the slack of being pessimistic.
No more. You can be a Twins fan. You can just, that is the definition of pessimism. Just be a Twins fan. No. The Brewers, there you go. The Brewers are smack dab in the middle of a 5 games in 4 days Cubs series.
No.
They won the first one, lost the second. Yesterday they played a doubleheader. They lost both 6-4, 4-1.
Okay.
They've got a game tonight, 7 o'clock. They're 7 games up on the Cubs.
Okay.
We've got, what is this? Math. 20. We've got all 40 games left.
Oh, hey.
And
what do you want?
We need
Running back,
right? Or do we have
one?
What is the best available? So I guess at this point, if we've got our tight end and you've got your quarterback, you've got all your locked in spots, take best available until the last two spots where you have to take a kicker.
Standing best available, we have Godwin, Olave. Olave. Cooper Kupp, no.
No.
Jay Warren, no.
I like Olave. As much as he has no quarterback, he also has no competition for snaps.
You still have
T. Higgins is still there?
No, Joku. Still there.
Do we have a tight end yet on our roster? I don't want two of them. And I don't want any Cleveland Browns on my team. I feel like that's just bad. That's just bad sportsmanship.
Otherwise, you've got running backs.
Yeah. You hit that stage in the draft where, like I said, it's best.
We got to pick right now.
Best available.
Olave?
Yeah.
Done. They only give you a minute.
Wow. No wonder we're clipping along so quick. Ten teams, one minute apiece. Yeah, okay. Jeez. That makes some sense. Yeah.
Anyway, you've got a minute and a half.
Dude, the Brewers look, there is nothing about, they've gone through the hardest part of the season. They're in there, this is that end of the year where they're cleaning it up for other teams. They're knocking Cincinnati out of the playoff race.
Sure.
They're doing.
I think all the experts are saying they're pretty confident that they're going to make it pretty far.
I mean, the Brewers could win 100 games this year. If they go 500, 21-21 the rest of the year, they win 100 games. That's amazing.
Yeah, but they're saying that the bullpen's really good. Everybody's solid.
Best base running, best starting pitching, best run hitting with runners in scoring position, all the clutch things that they're doing. It's just, I just want to be able to enjoy watching the playoffs without being nervous. Like, give me a couple of 8-0 wins, you know? Because I get nervous watching the Brewers in the playoffs over my lifetime that there's something weird is going to happen in the seventh inning. Something odd's going to happen in the eighth inning or whatever. So
30 seconds.
Dude. Man, I was going to talk about, I was going to angrily rant. I have it circled. Rant. Michigan football punishment. I can't rant for 30 seconds. That just sounds artificial.
Well, next week I'll rant about Addison's
perfect.
Suspension,
okay, so we
that's
can.
Way different,
boy, but we got a really packed in schedule of ranting, raving, and fantasy football next week.
5 seconds.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.